Good evening. In the wake of the nationwide outrage over the Kathua and Unnao and other rapes of children and minor girls all over the country, this weekend the government pushed through an executive order that introduced the death penalty for those who have been convicted of raping children below 12 years in age. The order was signed by the president this morning. Now, there have been a number of serious crimes in India that do carry the death penalty, but raping a child was not among them until now. The government has come under fire for not doing enough to prevent sexual assault cases, many involving children. But is this the solution? Will the possibility of a death sentence act as a deterrent, or does India need to improve its prosecution and conviction rates for rape and child sexual abuse cases first? Is this a hasty move that will help assuage the anger and the protests over the increasing rapes of minor children being reported, but not really change anything on the ground? On We the People tonight, we have Amrita Binder. She's a lawyer. She's also a spokesperson for the Bharatiya Janata Yuva Morcha. We have from the Congress, Shama Mohammed. We have Vrinda Grover, lawyer, human rights and women's rights activist. Dr. Anoop Surendranath, director of the Center on the Death Penalty. He was also closely involved in the unsuccessful final appeals against the death sentence for the convicted terrorist Yakub Memon. We have Alok Srivastava. He's a Supreme Court lawyer. He filed a PIL for the death penalty to rapists of small children in the Supreme Court. And we also have Dr. Sunil Mittal, psychiatrist. We'll go across to Ravina Tandon. We spoke with her a little while ago from Mumbai. And also Gautam Kaul, retired IPS officer, will be joining us soon. Amrita, you know, citizens have been angry. There's been a lot of anger. There's been a lot of criticism of this government for supporting those accused in Unnao and Kathua. There's been criticism of the Prime Minister for not speaking up more forcefully on these issues. But is this the answer?
It's like damn if you do and damn if you don't. Since we had Justice Verma's committee asking for us for what is that we want to put out, and I had actually put out to him for chemical castration, and I was trying to go easy at that time, and not surgical but chemical. And I'm very glad that the government has finally got out an ordinance, and it's a multitude of issues. So you've got death penalty, you've got fast tracking, you've got forensic kits available across police quarters, and in fact this has to marry into the government's initial initiative of getting 33% quota for women in central police forces. So when you have a good combination where the police forces are actually going to now for the first time handhold a victim, there is a chance that the victim feels more comfortable. The whole push is towards the victim. The push is not for human violation of the perpetrator. So I am one of those who is very for a stringent pushback when it comes to a person who is a rapist or a gang rapist and a murderer. I'm one of those. So
I like that you said handhold the victim, and I'll come back to you about what happened in Unnao with the victim when the accused here is a politician, a BJP MLA. But Vrinda, you know, there's one important thing she pointed out is the word combination, and we've been focusing so much on the headlines have been about the fact that it's a death sentence, but she mentioned other crucial points, right? Time limits, I think 4 months now, that there's going to be no appeal if the accused is involved in a case where kids are under 12.
And yeah, they put a time limit offenders. When the appeal will yeah. be.
So is all of that being lost?
Okay,
so is the good being lost with the bad?
So let's just first see what do we have on the table. The CRPC already says that once the charge sheet is filed, the evidence must be concluded within 3 months. Okay. It did not happen. From 2013 to now, it did not happen. Did anybody bother to pause and ask why? Did we review and evaluate why this is not happening? The forensic kits have been there pre-2013. Why is it that evidence is not collected in that manner and does not translate into irrefutable evidence in the courtroom? Mm. A lot of the things that are being put out are not new. Okay. Enhancing sentences is not going
yes.
to create conviction.
That's true.
If you are not going to get conviction, talking about sentencing is a very bad joke. This is legal populism at its worst. Some of us work on these issues. Please, we have been begging the government and all states, please do a monitoring and evaluation of where are the gaps. Plug those loopholes. Nobody is doing that. It does not even talk about victim witness protection. That salient feature is missing from the ordinance altogether.
It has a
what is the victim handholding then? If you don't have a victim witness protection program, which the Supreme Court of India has said, the Law Commission of India has said, where is the victim handholding?
So was
here?
This hasty then? You're saying was it rushed?
It is meant to blunt international criticism. It has no other purpose. This is political and legal populism. The victims and survivors are their lives and their desire and urge and right to justice is not going to change. How will you fast track? Where are the courts? Where is the budgetary allocation? And the death sentence will push the crime back, particularly child sexual abuse and child sexual assault. Actually, girls, because they're not talking about the boys at all.
Mm. Suddenly,
there's a
all.
Divergence under
POPSO. Okay, but hold on. Let's just go by point by point. Amita, respond over here. None of this is new, says Vrinda. She's pointing out. And it's right. After the furor over the Nirbhaya case, we had legislation that was put in by the previous government, right? We had the Nirbhaya Act. We saw
that,
increase.
That came in after 2014. Actually, it was sitting on the table for a little bit.
2013.
It is in 2013. So the Juvenile Justice Act.
Hold on. You didn't even hear my question, Amita. So my point is, under that act, we saw increased penalties for sexual violence. We saw increased length of prison sentences, which is also the same over here. We saw the death penalty being introduced in certain cases. And that hasn't changed anything. It hasn't affected rape cases. So, they haven't gone down. In fact, I think they've gone up.
So I'll first on the point of, is it a knee-jerk reaction? It's not really, because if you see the Modi government's initiatives, and I'm going to lose my audience just by saying Modi government, but let's...
Why do you say that? These are young people and this is the youth
That's
of the country.
That's a very telling comment.
Don't dismiss them right away.
I give the game away.
Let's hear what they have to say first.
So for one
we'll
part...
We'll go across to them.
So if you know that the rape cases, there is a study by Michigan University which was put out, and I think NDTV carried that. It said that a lot of the rape incidents are actually when the women in the rural actually are out for open defecation. Now, if you look at the, sorry to use these words, but these are simple words for me to use, the Swachh Bharat program and the toilets being put, and about 70% rise in where you have access to toilets, and if you have, I'm so sorry for using these words like toilets and dumbing down this
why,
whole...
Why? This is natural. We use words like toilets. It's such...
So for dumbing down a policy about death penalty to something so simple as an access to a toilet...
No, and
how
about the most simplest things.
So I'm so glad. I'm so...
Conviction rate. So let's get to the point.
So thank you. No, so I'm so glad. So it all adds up. So it's about societal reforms. It is about accessibility and infrastructure. So if you look at the railways, they have actually put out under the Nirbhaya fund, CCTV... which is going to actually have on the within the compartments. And
I'm so sorry to dumb things down and simplify it. Can we focus on the death penalty for
that's what I was apologizing for. No, so that's what I was apologizing for. So that it
that's
is not
the topic.
Yeah. So it is not a knee jerk. There is a build up. Now I felt that there is so if it's looking at societal reforms or it's an infrastructure reform, there is also a policy and law that's required, and it must look like a deterrent. Of course, it looks like a bad deterrent when we speak of death penalty, but death penalty is your last go-to option. If you have under the POSCO, and the POSCO is a sexual offence for children. So
but
gender
we went
neutral.
To this option already under Nirbhaya. Alat, come in over here. Maybe
yes.
You can respond.
Yes.
Now, you filed a PIL in the Supreme Court asking for death penalty for cases of minor kids, right? But answer the question I just asked, Amrita.
Yes.
Rape cases haven't come down. The number of rapes reported across India have not come down since that was introduced post-Nirbhaya. So why do you think anything will be
done?
I
conviction
want
gone
to
up.
Respond without any interruption. Just give me 2 minutes.
Please go ahead. Start responding.
I'll firstly explain my PIL. My PIL was filed in the wake of that heart-wrenching incident of 8-month-old who was raped. And please appreciate that in my PIL, I have not only demanded for death penalty for the rapists who are raping small children, but I have also requested the Supreme Court to also work out on judicial side and also
now
direct government for expeditious...
Now tell me why you think this will be a deterrent. Why
yes,
have you
yes,
done this?
Yes, I'm
why
telling
do you
it.
Think
I'm,
this
I'm just going to tell you.
Prevent rapes from
in
taking
2016,
place.
Honorable Supreme Court passed an order in Supreme Court Women Lawyers Association. All of us are required to go and read that before commenting on this ordinance. In that judgment of 2016, Honorable Supreme Court categorically held with after due analysis of the POXO Act, that POXO Act in its existing, that means before yesterday, in its existing format is inadequate and harsher punishment is required. None of us can question the wisdom and the expertise of Supreme Court. So Supreme Court, with a lot of analysis, concluded that harsher punishment is required. So saying that this death penalty is irrelevant, this is not going to solve purpose, is absolutely not correct. It is actually a point which is negated by Supreme Court. Now, in Supreme Court, my PIL is still pending. We are not only demanding harsher punishment, we are also demanding expeditious completion of trial. And you should know that on my request, all the high courts of India have been directed by Supreme Court to collect data.
But where are the statistics to show that this has worked as a deterrent? Anup, why were you smiling when he's making his point? Why were you smiling?
When Supreme Court says, no, kindly appreciate, when Supreme Court says something, none of us can deny that this is baseless. When Supreme Court categorically says that POXO Act requires harsher punishment, then we have to appreciate the wisdom of Supreme Court. And I'm quite confident.
Can we hear the opposite point of view? Because you insist that anything that the Supreme Court has said that we can't disagree with.
On the centenary of the 50 years of Supreme Court, there's a volume that was published which says, the Supreme Court is supreme because it is the final court, not because it is infallible.
I request first read the judgment before passing.
You've given us a summary of the judgment, right? That's what you're basing it on.
We've read it.
Okay, let's listen to
Supreme Court's judgments can be critiqued.
I think the Supreme Court's wisdom is constantly called into question, and that's the way it should be in any democracy. That's the way it's in any constitutional democracy. Court's reasoning are constantly critiqued, disagreed with, and that's fine. There's nothing wrong with
that. That judgment has been reiterated in my case by a larger bench of people.
Let's listen to him
sir,
now.
Sir, please, I didn't interrupt you. So, as far as the Supreme Court Women's Lawyers Association case is concerned, that case nowhere puts forth before the court some very critical statistics on the implementation of the POXO over the last 5 years. The truth of the matter is that the NCRB, in its own statistics last year, said that 96% of offenders in child sexual abuse cases are known people. They're from the family or relatives or neighbors. And that is where this is very, very important, that the death penalty is not, in this context, can't just be an experiment about let's find out if it will work or if it will not work. The truth is, when underreporting is such a massive problem, And that's because you don't, and the social complexity of child sexual abuse, introducing a penalty like this is basically is worsening that situation, asking the family and the child to risk sending someone to the gallows.
Okay, right? So let me try and explain this to an audience, a young audience here. I think what you're saying is that studies have shown that 95% of cases when young kids are involved, this is a government study, the person is known to the family. It's a family member, father, stepfather, cousin, uncle, somebody like that. So if this comes through, people will stop reporting the cases.
There will be
pressure on children and on families. The family will say, don't report the case because there's a chance that they would be sentenced to death.
Because child victims is now statistically shown.
Would you like to respond to
this?
Yes,
statistically shown that.
Okay, we'll come
like
across
to respond on
this.
Respond
it is statistically
this
shown.
Yes, definitely.
Please look at the study.
Definitely.
That
what he says, it is extremely unfortunate what he's saying. What he says is, so what he means to say that previously life imprisonment was there as a maximum punishment in POXO Act. So he says that a family member, a mother who is going to report against a neighbor or an uncle that he has raped my small daughter, she would have reported when the maximum punishment was life imprisonment, and now just because it's death penalty, her anguish will go away and she'll not report it. This is shocking.
Sir, please see the statistics on how
I know
what
the statistics.
What percentage of child victims turn hostile in POXO trials?
Just hear me out. So you're telling me that if there's a child who has complained, who says that an uncle or an earning member of the family has molested her, has raped her, you don't think at all that the family would say, beta, let's just brush it under the carpet, he could be killed.
I'll tell you.
Or that we won't have any money, who's earning money for the family.
Kindly appreciate, ma'am. It is not that previously there was no punishment and now all of a sudden death penalty has come. Previously also life imprisonment was there, which is a very severe punishment.
Sir, under-reporting is already a problem. Why would you worsen the problem?
But my learned friend is not telling this forum that there is an alarming increase of reporting and alarming increase of number of POXO Acts which are coming up.
But not conviction.
Not of
but
one
not
conviction.
Of a conviction.
But also, let us not jump the gun.
But are we getting cases reported of people who are known to the family? All the cases that have been reported, for example, now are of strangers. What we're saying is that 95% of cases are from within the family, and those we haven't seen reported so far. But first, one second, I want to go across to Mr. Atanu Purakayastha. He's a retired IAS officer. He's also the father of Pallavi Purakayastha, who I'm sure all of us remember because there was a story that shook the nation. She was murdered in her home at night by her building security guard. And he was planning to rape her, but she fought back. She's always been a very brave, like, girl child. She fought back. He probably wasn't expecting that. He killed her. He slit her throat. Now, sir, during the case, you had demanded the death penalty for your daughter's murderer.
Yeah. Yes.
So, you, what is your reaction to this new POSCO amendment?
Well, this amendment, personally, I feel that it is too little, too late. It should have been more harsher. You see, I have gone through today morning through the what is available in the website about the amendments that has been suggested. And of course, you said that the president has already signed it. You see, it says that 20 years life imprisonment or death penalty. So it leaves the actual punishment, the judgment to the court. I would say that why have the provision of life imprisonment? Or 20 years life imprisonment. It should be straightforward death penalty. I mean, you are not going to go and explain a child getting raped that, oh, please, I mean, he'll get, don't shout. I mean, this man will get a death penalty. Or that this person who is raping this child certainly knows that what he's going to do. He knows that because of his power, he can overpower that innocent child and get away with it.
Can I ask you, let's look at the reality on the ground. Executions rarely happen in India. I think there have been three in the last decade. The Nirbhaya case also, there was so much furor. There were so many people who felt that, the grief had been assuaged because they were granted the death penalty. That execution hasn't happened.
Whose failure is this? Why the commission?
So what does this actually help or what does it do?
I can tell you from my personal case. It has been an absurd decision of the court. Absurd. It was scientifically, forensically, it was proved that the culprit was responsible for this. The culprit was convicted of all the four offenses that the state has charged.
He was given the life sentence.
Why he should be given life sentence? When the Supreme Court, in a very similar case of Dhananjay Chatterjee, had given death penalty and that was executed. I mean, imagine where the Supreme Court's own directions and the judgment doesn't hold enough for the lower courts. I mean, this conviction failure is not that of the evidence or your forensic and all this. It is basically on the part of the court. They don't take the proper decision that they're supposed to take as a... See, and when you do a judgment on a case and evidence are put before it. It is very scientifically analytical thing that you have to do. It's highly scientific and highly analytical.
But sir, in your case, the trial lasted how long?
Two years.
Which compared to most cases is swift justice, swift justice.
It was a very straightforward case. It was very straightforward case. I used to go from Delhi and I used to wait in the court and I would see the lawyer is standing outside the court. And after a few minutes, some junior will come and will say the culprit's lawyer is busy in some other court and the court will adjourn. I mean, this is how it just went on prolonging.
So but do you not think...
If you are going to blame conviction...
But sir, this is going ahead, once this goes ahead, do you not think that it will only be the poor who will be given the death sentence and not the rich? The rich who can get lawyers like yours, who can continue to get adjournments in the case, like this Unnao MLA, there was no case being filed, even though it was a murder.
There is no question of poor or rich. No, that is not a ground.
What is the reality on the ground?
That's what the court is supposed to look at. The honor, whosoever is the presiding judge of the court, must realize that thing, should feel it, that yes, I have to give an impartial judgment. And if those things go on in the mind that there is a rich and poor, then you can have any kind of any amount of
Vrinda, would you like to respond? This is a father who's lost his daughter, so I'm sure we have to take that into account.
I deeply respect what Mr. Mukaista is saying. Anybody who's lost a child, I mean, what can ever be an irreparable, of that irreparable loss, what can be justice? But I would just say, when we are looking at whether a certain law policy should exist, we will have to, the government as well as the court, will have to look at it slightly differently. One, as was mentioned here, so even after the execution of Dhananjay Chatterjee, we did not see any deterrence being created. If that is the purpose of death sentence, then surely death sentence does not create deterrence.
Can I finish, please?
You were requesting for no interruption.
Yes, please. React to you. You see, why it is not serving as deterrent is only because that once in a blue moon, if you have, if you execute, if you have a death sentence, nothing will happen.
And also
but
because of delay.
At the rate at which, the rate at which this kind of offense is going on, if we do not have harsher punishment, we will tomorrow we'll have a. Today's paper, it is there that in Indore, where a small child, I mean, I think it's an infant, 11 months, 8 months. The people literally took hold of that culprit.
So we are in a state of crisis.
Can I just?
I'm not going to argue with you. I think that's not all right. I will not argue with the father who's lost a daughter.
Can I just speak? I also have a 34 years of background in the administrative service. Also an administrator. If you have a law, it has to be executed.
Can I speak? As somebody who actually works and represents victims and survivors of sexual violence on a daily basis, and therefore I'm saying, what is it that is not working? This is legal populism. It will not change anything. Can I please finish, sir?
She's saying the
we
same thing.
Are
what is
not
working
having
is a
convictions.
Both of you are in agreement. Both of you are saying the same thing.
Everybody is saying harsher punishment. I am saying, where is the conviction? Can a court give a sentence without a conviction? Nobody wants to look at why there is no conviction. And the reasons are out there. The reasons are where the rich and poor play. The reasons are the BJP MLA, who nobody arrested for 1 year till the media went. And of course, till the father was murdered in custody. The reasons are that the investigation is both shoddy, very, very shoddy. Please go and look at the charge sheets. Which judge can create a conviction? The reasons are that the forensic labs don't exist to give the forensic reports in time. How many times since 2013 has it been said more forensic labs should be created? Was the Nirbhaya fund used for that? No. Again, can I just finish? You can give any amount of information after that. The reasons are that your prosecution is incompetent. You have no victim witness protection. I am representing victims of sexual violence in a communal riot. The riot took place 5 years ago. There is a fast track court in Uttar Pradesh. We've not had a date of evidence. On each hearing, the judge adjourns. What are these fast track courts? Please review. These gimmicks have been played in the past. Let us put the data together if we are serious. If this is about dealing with international outcry, dealing with protests, nothing will change. If we are serious, let's evaluate what has happened. Without conviction, this bogey of sentencing, and for sexual violence of children, of girls, it will invisibilize and push the crime down.
I want to go across to Mr. Call. I think both are in agreement. They're both agreeing that the problem is the conviction rate. Can you come in on that? For example, if you're going to have such a strong deterrence, how is this going to prevent cases like the Unnao case from happening, where you had the accused who is an MLA, the police refused to even file an FIR. This girl has been going for months to the police station. They refused to file an FIR. Instead, they took her dad and put her in jail, and now he's dead. And this was post POXO after 2013, after the Nirbhaya case, because she's 16.
We are talking about convictions.
Yes.
The data says that we have only 3% cases which are ending in convictions.
Yes.
The reasons that has been given is already on the floor. Now, there was no hanging in the year 2016.
Yes.
in this Dhananjay Chatterjee case, the then president of India had to be pushed into signing the death warrant. He said, I am not a votary of the death sentence. It was a popular agitation behind the Supreme Court judgment that really pushed this case and put Mr. Chatterjee to the gallows. Now, this is the attitude of the state. Even in this POSCO case, there is a rider which is nobody actually is talking about. And that is, this POSCO punishment will be subject to the rarest of the rare cases, which means the hanging will not be there. You can sentence a guy for hanging, and then the president will perhaps even have the license to say, okay, no, compassion must also be accompanied because the accused is a juvenile or the accused
or
is a young.
Or if there's a lot of public outrage and outcry, then they'll
as
say,
madam
go
said
ahead.
So, as madam said so, this is a farce. She is attributing to the international outcry. I attribute it to the forthcoming elections in the states. Because this will be shown as an achievement that you are protecting women. But in fact, you are not protecting women. Because this ordinance, which is passed, has nothing to talk about the investigation side of the case. No additional support is coming. There is nothing to talk about forensic sciences. There is nobody to talk about improving the police investigations. As already said on the floor, the investigation is sloppy. I agree. Because the investigating officer need not be a lawyer or have a legal knowledge about it. He is to be only a graduate, perhaps even a bad guy graduate. There is a major requirement to have a total review.
Yes.
You can't have passing of laws. We have enough laws.
All right. Amrita, respond over here. This is a former IPS officer saying that this is done with an eye on the elections because there's been so much outrage in the country. Something needs to be done. It's not going to change anything on the ground. It's going to avenge rape, but it's not going to prevent rape.
No, sir. By the way, I'm in agreement with all of you here, and including sir, that our judicial system actually tends to victimize the victim. So they, by the end of it, they're so frustrated, they'll relive the whole problem. And if you're about the ordinance and the death penalty, then if it's a knee-jerk reaction for your point, let's take it, let's say it is one. But then give me the floor for saying that you need to put out reforms which are at multitude of issues. So for example, you need to sensitize society. Now society being us as well as the government, what are the government initiatives when it comes to telling boys and adolescent kids that if you're in a relationship, you may have been for the longest time in a relationship, but if the girl says no, then you please take that no. So there's one part that needs to be going out there. So the government, actually the Ministry of Health and Family Welfare, put out this program called Sathya, where it's peer education being put across the nationwide. So there's one initiative there. Then the other initiative is that if
but
you have
at the same time, there are these initiatives. You have the Rajasthan Home Minister Gulab Chand Kataria saying, if eight people rape together and the child doesn't inform the parent, then there is something wrong. It's not possible.
No, no. See, I'll tell you, I can't understand for the life of me.
One case of rape.
Today there is a statement by a media.
Why do you even
so
why do you make a big deal out of that?
N number of statements.
So are there double standards coming out and,
so,
you know, cross,
so I'm very glad, by the way. I'm very glad that you put the politician on the block and more part to you. Okay, because they cannot get away by saying these random statements.
I'm afraid they are.
So I'm with you on that.
No,
who's
saying anything?
She's not a politician. No, she's a media person.
Yeah,
no?
So she was taking it out.
But
not a
is
politician
the government
taken
cracking down?
No, so
did we hear,
so
we
let
hear?
Me say that I'm a political person, so to say, and I'm with you on it. Please, for God's sake, go after all politicians
are
who are trying to make these rubbish statements.
Which the party gives to these politicians, they do get away with it.
Yes,
so
no, and I'm with you on that.
Yeah,
there is
like
no
what,
defense
what we
here.
Go to Mr. Mulayam Singh. He also said it like
of
that.
Course.
So please,
of
let's
course.
Put
anybody who says
all of
that.
Anybody
all
and everybody who
any
holds power, whether
that.
They hold power
all.
In the bureaucracy, whether they hold power in the political fora.
Okay, let's go across to Shama. Shama, respond to this. Here you have a member of the Bharatiya Janata Yuva Morcha saying that they should be cracked down upon, but the BJP, the central leadership, isn't cracking down upon these statements that we hear coming out increasingly from BJP leaders.
Can you give me some time, please?
Now, MLA has not been removed from the party.
Can I just speak now? Because I have waited for all of you all to speak for the last half an hour, so I need some time. Now, for the most...
As has our doctor.
Yes. So, most important couple of points over here is... they have been saying, now they always say Modi is a strong prime minister, he controls his cabinet. So why can't he control these ministers, whoever talk these things? But for point number one, he can if he wants to. Number two, surety of punishment is more important than harshness of punishment. We don't need new laws. The Criminal Amendment Act, which was passed in 2013, had everything in it. The most effective deterrent today should have been the hanging of all those who raped Nirbhaya. In 8 months, from 2013 to 2014, we did the trial, the UPA government, we gave them, the High Court said they have to be hanged. But from 2014 to now, the court has not moved it. Who drives the prosecution? The government of the day. Why hasn't the government of the day not driven the prosecution? You have a 2G case which has been fast-tracked. You have a coal gate which has been fast-tracked. You have the triple talaq which has been fast-tracked. So why not this particular case where... We should have hanged the Nirbhaya rapist, which would have been a deterrent because it was a high-profile case. Why has nothing been done about it by the government of the day? There are many women cabinet ministers also.
Let me just finish.
And you know, so this is one of the point, and couple of other things is, now we are talking about these children, the children who have been raped right now. Even in the Nirbhaya Act, in 2 months, the trial and prosecution should have finished. You know, it's already there. So in this, one thing people are not taking out is pedophiles. Why are we not saying that there are pedophiles in our society? We need to find out, we need to see who these pedophiles are, and we have to start screening them. What is happening is, these are pedophiles. They're not just rapists. We have to find out why our society is filled with pedophiles. In last 1 week, we had 8-month-old, a 10-year-old in Chattisgarh raped.
So
we had an 11-year-old in Surat.
I wish the Congress has
the intellectual and political honesty to come out and say the death penalty does not work. Instead of making arguments like if we hang the December 16th gang rape accused, then there will be death penalty.
What is the party's stance? We have asked for the death penalty for the Nirbhaya, because
but death penalty, like she said, it has to be, no, Sarah, it has to be executed.
What is the party's stance?
Is it a deterrent? Nobody is saying that. Sarah, if we don't go ahead, we have retribution.
But I want to go across to Raveena, because as you pointed out, we haven't been to all the panelists. Raveena Tandon, I spoke with her just a little while ago. First, Raveena, quickly, your first reaction this weekend, the cabinet cleared this ordinance. It's been signed off by the president. What is your reaction? I asked her, as a mother and a citizen, does it solve the problem that we've been seeing of so many rapes against young children recently?
A lot of people, yes, stand for the death penalty. I, for one, also do feel that crime should be, the sentencing should be according to the brutality of the crime. And I'm not only talking about children. Even in a Nirbhaya's case, I felt that the sentencing to a certain extent was delayed. There should have been a fast-track court. It should have been instant justice. You meet Asha Devi even now, which I had the honor of meeting her last year. And that lady's tears haven't dried up.
The mother's tears haven't dried up yet, as we have a father here whose tears haven't dried up. But Raveena, you know, there are many counters to this argument also, right? Including that having the same punishment for rape and murder encourages the rapist to kill the victim. So there'll just be no witness. If you know that, you know, if you're caught, you might be sent to the gallows, you may as well just kill her, so, because she's the prime witness.
Even if we say today that will death penalty be a deterrent? For me, to a certain extent, I feel so it will. Because there needs to be some fear you know, set in the criminals. And there's another argument to this also, Sarah, that people say, oh, you know, then 200%, if there, earlier on it would just have been rape, but now they'll be scared that, oh, if, what about the witness? She will talk. But anyway, children are being brutally murdered. There is no lessening of it. Every state today, including Maharashtra, which used to be so safe till about many years ago, Maharashtra also, every year, they're climbing by nearly 1,000 to 1,500 cases a year.
Okay, and lastly, Ravina, how do you respond? We've seen your fraternity has come under attack and criticism for not speaking out on issues that affect the nation. Now, recently, we saw them actually speaking up and they were attacked by trolls. What would you say in response to that?
You know, unfortunately, we live in a very polarized world today, and I'm not only talking about India, I think world over. So it's crazy because you can't say anything these days where one takes a neutral path and says, listen, but ultimately, let's all do whatever we are doing or whatever we are all fighting for. Let's all do it for the betterment of our country.
All right. Thank you, Ravina. I know you had to leave, so
Sarah,
we kept it short.
I have one point which I would like to say is that I agree with Brinda on the prosecution and the investigation should be improved. And particular case of this Unnao rape, the most in the Criminal Amendment Act is when a girl comes to the police station, an FIR should be registered. So we have everything. We have the laws.
No, we don't. Yes.
It's about implementation of the laws.
MLA. I want to go across to Dr. Mittal, who's the only one who's been waiting so quietly. Dr. Mittal, as we pointed out, there is a breakdown of values clearly in our country. How much can we expect the government to do? Do we at some point also have to look inwards within ourselves? How are we bringing up our boys? How are we bringing up our girls? Where does one start? Does one have to also look inwards?
Absolutely. You can't just expect the government or the state to actually change our own thinking and moral values or sexuality. So I think... having said this, if we just revisit the whole discussion that was taking place, definitely I am of the firm view, having worked with children who have been sexually abused, that having a death penalty out there is going to increase the likelihood of the child being killed, one.
You believe that?
I believe that, because wherever...
And you work with criminals? You've actually...
Worked with criminals on one side and also children who have been sexually abused. Second, there is going to be underreporting, because as it is, when the CSA is reported, there is tremendous pressure on the families to withdraw.
Mm.
Huge pressure. They have been hounded. They have had to relocate. They have had to be, give up their work. Their children have given up their education. There is, we talk about it, but confidentiality is zero. In the courts, the sensitivity is poor. I'm not talking about courts in Delhi. I'm talking about courts. Mm-hmm. Outside, the policing is very poor. Even the questioning, the inspector, the IO talking to the child is absolutely insensitive. So it's going to be underreported. This is my firm belief, having worked with children.
So second, can I question you, sir? Okay, wait one second. Can we go across to some audience? If you all would like to respond, will hanging somebody achieve anything more than putting them away behind bars for life, where they cannot come out and harm anybody else again? Thank you.
So you spoke about...
It's on.
So you spoke about... ma'am spoke about pedophiles. Like, yes. There's something that I'd like to share. Last week, this girl in Katwa, it was trending on porn sites. So people were trying to derive pleasure from a crime
that
is so
important.
Heinous. So what does it suggest? Where are we going forward as a society?
But she was
right.
She was not gang raped and killed by pedophiles, right?
Anyone?
Let
no.
us understand so what
yes.
that crime
what
was.
So
I think the mindset of the society has to be changed. That
yes,
is what
yes.
he's trying
if
to
I may
point
say,
out.
May I interrupt here, please? I may be given a chance to speak. I have not spoken at all.
Mm.
So one is, when we talk about pedophilia, all pedophiles are not rapists. They're not child molesters. All child molesters and pedophiles or rapists are not pedophiles. Let's be very clear about it. Pedophilia is a sexual disorder. It may have different reasons. It may have treatment. So that brings us to the issue of mental assessment of rapists.
Yes, I agree. Let's so we not come back blanket to that.
So we're going to come back to that.
Everybody who's raping a child, a pedophilic, because that's not the case. It's
yes,
just
there
a
could
case
be fantasies,
power,
et cetera, out there.
But society,
please allow me to complete.
Let's get more audience. Will you respond over here as a woman, as a young person here? Has the government done enough, or is this a step to try and portray itself like it's concerned, but actually not having done anything concrete? Do you feel safer? Do you feel better?
To be very honest, no. I do agree on Ma'am's point when she says, go ahead, that it's just to appease international outcry and to not get criticism internationally as well as nationally. It's just a band-aid over a problem which is far more deeper than it is. One question, though, I would like to ask you in terms of sensitivity of the issue and how the police enforcement is dealing with it itself. Don't we think that we also require, at least on a very grassroots level, sexual education for children
yes,
as well?
So
just to make sure yes, that not just kids are aware of this issue, but also how dealing with this issue is being dealt on police enforcement or law enforcement.
This has to be complemented with many other
point.
Measures
yes,
on the ground. Go ahead, Haria.
Wait. Ma'am, since you believe that death punishment is not a good decision, so do you think that rapists and murderers have a right to live in our society?
They're going to be put away. Hold on. One last comment, and then
can I answer him?
But they have to get the death
of you. Can you know what's happening is the conviction is not happening.
Can I get one more? Can I get one more reaction from the audience, and then you, Vrinda, can respond.
Fear of law is not there.
Rama, hold on 1 second. Go ahead.
Talking about education here, I have read a case that in Tamil Nadu's class 8 science textbook, there is a paragraph in it was written, in order to prevent sexual abuse, three things should be done. First, the girls should not wear provocative dresses. Second, there should be a specific way, or they should sit in a proper manner. So I would like to ask, how can Tamil Nadu government can write these things in their textbooks, and also what is the proper way for girls to sit and
absolutely
and
this is
probably
absolutely.
Yes, I think
all right,
probably government should write textbooks.
We have to go for a break, Vrinda, if you respond to
yes,
this
and then I would like to come
man.
Back to the couple of questions which are raised.
Just very quickly, what I've been underlining repeatedly is that we are not getting convictions. The reasons for that are known. Nobody wants to do the hard work of plugging those gaps. We are getting mesmerized by this thing about the death sentence. It's an escapist route. The government has chosen one. You may choose. Women and girls
can
are not
going to
be.
Can you allow me to respond?
Can I please finish?
We have to.
This
go.
Is really rude.
We have to go in for a short break. We
That's
have to go in for a break. We have
can
to
I
hold
finish?
On. Rinda, quickly make your
yeah.
point.
The yeah. other thing here is that in so far as,
she was
for
asked
instance,
the question,
there is
so
a new argument,
question,
which is not
so
yet an offense,
respond.
Of marital rape. Right? What is rape? It's a violation of a woman's bodily integrity and sexual autonomy. Marital rape is actually a crime in many parts of the world. So maybe we should have death sentence for all forms of rape. Think about it. Thirdly, do you think when a person, a man is committing the crime, is he thinking of the sentence? And is it working as a deterrence? Please try and understand the gravity of the crisis we are in as a society.
And
the nation
like
is in crisis. Don't look for shortcuts.
But
this is just too easy.
Is this a shortcut? We have to go in for a short break. We'll come back and get closing arguments from everyone. We're
because
completely
I
out
need
of time.
To apprise you.
Back in a few minutes.
I need to apprise you. There are many things.
Welcome back. So we're discussing, is anything going to change? Let me speak. I just want to say, get closing arguments. As a citizen, as a woman, as a mother, I can see there's so much anger, there's so much frustration, and we want this to be channeled into something concrete, something constructive. I certainly, as a mother, don't want it just to be wasted, because I want a safer India for my child. So closing arguments, will this make a difference in what happens next? Go ahead,
so
Shama.
For me, it's conviction, conviction, conviction. Nirbhaya's rapist should have been convicted and hanged. It would have been a deterrent. And you're talking about laws. New laws have come in. In Kathua and Unnao, it was not the laws. The laws were in place, but the ones who were supposed to protect the laws were with the rapist. That is the issue. See, so that was the issue in Kathuwa. So it is not the law. It's the implementation of the law.
Because there was so much public peer pressure on you.
There has to be implementation of the law.
And is the BJP now doing the same thing that the Congress did then, because there was so much public pressure?
But we did
they
everything.
Pushed for Nirbhaya Act, and now you're doing the same.
Singapore.
You're no different from the Congress.
We did everything possible, and
right,
we got the Criminal
Stern.
Amendment Act. So, and 8 months the case was done.
Go ahead.
No, so the problem with the Nirbhaya case, which I personally have a very big issue with, is that the juvenile who was the most vicious out of the lot got to get away. Okay, so the juvenile justice.
So you want death penalty for juveniles also?
Oh yes.
Is that what's coming
oh,
up
yes.
next with this?
Oh
law?
Yes, I am for it. I may appear inhuman,
well,
but
a person if is committing the crime knowingly for the purpose
yes,
he's
doing
the crime,
adult crime,
why he should not be made responsible for the crime he's committing?
Okay.
So, on that one part, the juvenile justice bill, if it had been in time, that guy should have hung and he shouldn't get a sewing machine and be a tailor today.
But even the adults haven't been hanged till now. Why are you going after the juvenile?
No, they should be. So, let me complete for a second.
Okay, and argument.
I absolutely don't think that this is going to work, because particularly because of the unique dynamics of child sexual violence, and nobody is discussing about that. You can't import the general deterrence debate into a child sexual violence deterrence debate.
Yes.
There is very specific dynamics and data, and that, and nobody is debating that. And as to the young person's question here, do I believe that rapists and murderers have a right to live in society? Absolutely, emphatically, yes. Because crime is not about individuals and evil people. Crime is a social phenomenon. You are responsible for it. I am responsible for it. Everybody in this room is responsible for it. Our state is responsible for it. So let's not demonize these individuals and say these are just about some bad apples that we need to take out of our society. That is not how crime works. Crime is a social phenomenon, and death penalty is just a tactic to avoid all those difficult conversations.
Not at all. Alak, your closing argument.
Yes. Despite enactment of POCSO Act in 2012, there is an alarming increase of the number of sexual violence against children.
Yes.
Reasons are twofold. We are only confining and we are presuming that government is only talking about death penalty, or Supreme Court is only examining about the aspect of death penalty. Whereas the fact of the matter is that yesterday government clearly told that we are not only talking about death penalty, but also to expedite the trial. In Supreme Court, I have submitted 22 points
okay,
which
so
are
the
being examined.
Also not just focusing on
Supreme
death penalty, Rinda,
Supreme Court is,
but bringing
Supreme
in
Court
other
is examining
also.
Just 30 seconds. Supreme Court is examining 22 points, including increasing number of judges, sensitizing judges, police training, lack of all those things, forensic.
Okay, so have you focused enough on the
those
matter,
are being examined by Supreme Court.
Are we only focusing on the former?
Just a minute, sir. There
also
is impunity.
Also judges training.
Yes.
Not only police, also judges training.
Highly
appreciate. Sensitizing them
yes,
to the crime.
22
okay.
points.
Okay.
There
okay,
is,
can
there
I get
there
the
is,
closing argument?
There is impunity for sexual violence of all forms in this country. The reasons are manifold. Trainings of judges, public prosecutors, police officers, etc. are an ongoing process. They have been going on at least in Delhi since 2013, not
okay.
in many parts.
Criminal
1 minute.
Act.
Can I please finish? Impunity.
I need
why
to.
Is there impunity? The reasons for impunity lie in the manner in which the investigation and prosecution is being done. The fast tracking will only happen if you have more courts. These
more
are
judges.
Not working. All these things have been tried. They are not working. We need to have budgetary allocations which last for years. We need to have forensic
okay.
labs, and really the improvement in the investigation is the key, and the victim witness protection. For purposes
Mr.
of
Call,
children.
Are we fixing the holes in the system, or are we looking somewhere else?
No, we are not fixing the holes at all. Because this ordinance says police investigation should be over in 60 days.
Yes.
It's impossible.
Yes.
And you don't have any infrastructure existing in the country, in the police systems, where this kind of an order of law can be implemented.
So we're opening up
so
even
harder,
bigger Pandora's
so
box
harder,
because the police
there
are
so
be
many
under
things.
Pressure.
Sir,
there are so many
essential
things.
The world, we are only the 14th country in the world
yes.
to have death penalty for child sexual abuse, right? We should sit back and ask why.
And
you
which
know,
are the
countries?
Those
should,
are the
should,
ones we have
should,
to look
we should
into.
Sit back
Mr.
and
Mitchell,
ask
I want
why
to give you the closing argument.
Work.
Please hear what can we do as a society to improve ourselves instead of putting everything at the government's door.
Right. I think of course, what's been said, policing, investigations, forensics, this is an outpour of anger and outrage, which is seeing this ordinance, something being done. It's like, pardon me saying it, it's like people lynching. You know, though it's not an equivalent, but yes. The reform, social reform, et cetera, that's been talked about, one must remember that if netas speak about it, they are peers. So that needs to be
actually taken action on. When Mulayam Singh Yadav or anybody else speaks, it sets the tone in the young person's mind.
Yeah.
The second, young people take risks. Some criminals take risks. And there is certainty of punishment, risk taking goes down. Thirdly, in young people, in people who are going through puberty, and at that age is the learning age where aggression and sexuality need to be differentiated in the growing person's mind. And that can be done. Fourthly, teaching positive masculinity.
Correct.
It's macho not to get drunk. It's macho to respect women. It's macho to be a good looking at gender equality. Making that a part of the curriculum, like what was pointed out in Tamil Nadu. I think that's what's going to work.
I think we're completely out of time. We have to end the show, but let's just, I'm leaving you with this note that let's start with ourselves. Let's see what we can do. Be the change we want to see in others. That's it. We're out of time. Thank you so much. Bye-bye. Sorry.